Okay, let's kick things off. We're doing a deep dive into this document from the Western Cape government. It's all about their discount benefit scheme, the DBS.
That's right.
Our mission really is to quickly get a handle on how it works, who it's actually for, and how you apply. We want to get past the jargon.
Absolutely. And the core goal, it's crystal clear from the start. This isn't just any housing program.
No.
No. It's specifically designed, laser focused really, on helping tenants in pre-1994 government rental housing become homeowners.
Pre-1994, that's a key date.
Huge. It covers both municipal and provincial housing. Think of it less as general aid and more about, well, converting long-term renters. It's kind of a historical rectification thing.
Right, addressing that specific group. And the big hook, the thing that jumps out, is the debt write-off for outstanding rent.
That's the immediate incentive.
Yeah, but it's not just all debt gone, is it? The document lays out these tiers.
Exactly. Three specific tiers. It's quite structured.
So the first one, if you owe what, up to R3,500?
If your debt is R3,500 or less, yes. The document says the whole amount is written off. Simple as that.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Tier one, debt gone. What about tier two?
Right. So if your debt is between R3,501 and R7,000,
Okay.
the calculation is you get R2,500 written off automatically plus 50% of whatever your total debt is.
Okay, wait. Let's make sure we nail that calculation for people listening. Say you owe R6,000.
Okay.
You get the R2,500 plus half of the R6,000, which is R3,000.
Correct.
So that's R5,500 written off in total, leaving just R500 to pay.
Precisely. That's how it works. It shows they're targeting debt that's maybe blocking a sale but isn't, completely overwhelming.
Makes sense. And the third tier for higher debt,
Yeah, if the debt is from R7001 up to R15,000,
which is the max debt covered, right?
well, the write-off is capped at R7,500 for debt in that range.
Right.
So even if you owe R15,000, the maximum relief you get is R7,500.
Okay, so a cap, again, focusing on manageable amounts, not massive historical debts.
Exactly. It's about facilitating that ownership transition for those within reach.
Got it. So beyond the money, let's circle back to who qualifies, that pre-1994 tenancy date you mentioned.
That's the absolute cornerstone. You must have been renting that specific government property since before 1994.
Non-negotiable. Okay. What else is on the checklist from the document?
Well, you need to be registered on the housing demand database. You do that at your local municipality.
Right. Standard procedure for housing stuff.
Yep. And you need proof, like a rental lease or a contract showing you have an agreement with the municipality or the provincial department.
Makes sense. And obviously, you need to actually have outstanding rental debt for the write-off to apply.
Correct. The scheme is built around clearing that debt barrier.
And income. There's a limit there, too, isn't there?
Yes, a crucial one. Your total household income, that's everyone earning in the house, must be between R0 and R15,000 per month. Importantly, that's before any deductions.
R0 to R15,000 before tax, UIF, all that. Okay. And one more thing. No previous subsidies.
That's right. You can't have benefited from other government housing subsidies or programs before. It prevents double dipping, essentially.
Ensures it reaches people who haven't had help yet.
Exactly. And that R15,000 income limit, while it might seem low, maybe in some contexts,
Yeah.
for this specific pre-1994 group, it likely targets those low to middle income families who are right on the edge of being able to afford ownership if only that debt was cleared.
Okay, that makes sense. It keeps the focus tight. Now, here's something I found really interesting in the document, a bit of nuance on who can apply.
Ah, yes. The part about not needing to be the original registered tenant.
Exactly. So even if your name isn't on that decades-old lease.
You might still qualify.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing family situations, People pass away, people move.
So how does that work then? What do you need to show?
You need to prove either some kind of contract or agreement you had with the person who was on the lease. Or, perhaps more commonly, you need to demonstrate that you've been the one actually making the rental payments regularly over time. Bank statements, receipts, that sort of thing.
Ah, that's crucial flexibility. It stops people being tripped up by paperwork from way back when.
Definitely. It acknowledges the reality on the ground for many long-term residents.
Good. Now, what about priority? Does the document say who gets looked at first?
It does. There's specific mention of priority consideration for applicants who are 35 years or older,
Okay, age is a factor.
and also for people with special needs, like disabled persons. It targets vulnerability within that eligible group.
Interesting. So not necessarily longest tenancy, but age and vulnerability.
Seems to be the focus for prioritization, yes, to help the most vulnerable secure ownership first.
Right. So let's bring it down to the practical step. If you're listening, you tick these boxes, pre-94 tenant, income right, got some debt. What's the first thing you do?
The document is clear. Go to your nearest municipality. That's where you formally apply for this DBS subsidy and start the whole process.
Okay. Visit the municipality. Got it.
So pulling it all together, you see how specific this DBS program is, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's targeting that pre-1994 group, people with manageable debt within that specific R0 to R15,000 income bracket.
Using those structured write-offs?
To basically clear the path to ownership. It's very much about addressing a specific historical context.
Absolutely. It feels engineered to help a particular group cross that final hurdle,
mm-hmm.
which leads to a final thought, maybe for you listening. Based on how this is all structured, especially that R15,000 income ceiling,
mm-hmm.
what role does that specific number play? How does it define who the government sees as deserving this historical correction versus just needing general housing support today? Something to think about.